Man, if you want to turn back tonight to Hebrews chapter 2, amen. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14, the Bible says, "For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, He also Himself likewise took part of the same, that through death He might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them," amen, don't you catch that now, "and deliver them," I marked that in my Bible. You may not mark in your Bible. I marked that in my Bible. "And deliver them." Every now and then I go back there and look, praise God, when the devil's riding me pretty hard, I look at that, says, "and deliver them," like I'm saying it in the face of the devil. Amen. "And deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage." Amen. Praise God. You may be seated tonight. We appreciate God and what He's doing. Appreciate His goodness to us and the mercy He shows. And we just thank Him for the ability He has, amen, to give us an opportunity to look at His Word and see Him as the magnificent God that He is, a God who's able to reach down and minister our hearts and to show us, praise God, that the end in this world is not necessarily the end for me and you. Praise God, we're somebody going somewhere, praise God. We've done made preparation through Christ Jesus our Savior, and praise God, that's why we call Him our Savior. Amen. He's going to deliver us safe over on yonder shore. Amen. What we talked about this morning, how the Lord Jesus Christ said He had already abolished death. Amen. Death has no hold on us. Amen. Praise God, we trust the Lord Jesus Christ. For a righteous soul to die is for a righteous soul to live. Amen. We only begin to live when we lay aside this old body of clay. Amen. We begin to live a life as soon as we leave this life. I want to say before the undertaker is ever called, amen, we begin to live. Before the neighbors are called and notified that one of their community has been passed away, praise God, we've just begin to live. Before the funeral's finished, praise God, we're rejoicing in glory. Amen. And before before that body is laid to rest, praise God, we're in a place of rest. Amen. We're with the Lord, praise God. We're having us a good time in the Lord. Amen. Those first few minutes. Have you ever thought about the first few minutes, praise God, when you depart from this old body? I don't know about you. This body holds me down. Lord be God, if I didn't have this body, I could float around, praise God, and just have me a time. Praise the Lord. But we're cumbered down by this old body of flesh. And this body of flesh, praise God, gives us a fit. But I'm glad there's something in me that's bigger than my body. There's something in me that's bigger than this world. There's something in me that's bigger than the temptations and the trial and the tribulation, praise God, that we go through day by day. And that's Jesus Christ, my Savior. Amen. But I want to say tonight, praise God, in this after-death experience, praise God, as soon as our body is, as soon as that life's breath leaves, praise God, we're taking a trip. In a very moment, praise God, that life's breath leaves your body, praise God. You leave out of here if you're a child of God. Amen. You leave out of here, glory be to God. You go to a place in just a moment, a twinkling of an eye, praise God, you'll be in paradise. Amen. You'll be in that place where God have us to be. And you'll know, praise God. Now, I want you to get a hold of this. You'll know in a split second, praise God, where you'll spend eternity. Amen. You think about that. In just a moment, praise God, from the time that life's breath leaves you in life here, praise God, you'll be in a place and you'll know where you'll spend eternity. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God, we ought to shout our shoes off. Amen. Glory be to God, knowing that we know it. Amen. He said that we can, it's a no-so salvation. Praise God, and we'll know it when we get there. But praise God, I think we'll just enjoy the trip on the way. Amen. The experiences that we have, praise God, when we leave this body, leave this old vessel of clay behind. Hey, I told you our blessed hope is to leave out with our body and have it transposed and changed, praise God, in the air. In the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, go from here to there. And I mean quick, fast, and in a hurry. We're going to be changed. We're going to be something, praise God, that we never dreamed of. Praise the Lord. And it's a magnificent thing. And the first thing we're going to realize, praise God, once we realize where we're at, is that death wasn't that bad. Amen. That death was the easy part. I told you, death ain't hard, praise God. Living's hard. Living's what's hard. Amen. Living for the Lord, that's what's hard. But in a moment, a twinkling of eye. Praise God, amen. You say, well, preacher, what about that valley of the shadow of death? Amen. You leave, hey, glory be to God, we leave that valley of shadow death behind. Amen. Praise God. And Lord, we go on to be with the Lord, and so shall we ever be with Him. And we begin to have us a time. Lord, because when that last breath leaves our body, praise God, I believe that guardian angel, that ministering spirit comes along, glory be to God, and ushers us up into glory. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Praise God, I believe He swoops down. He says here in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14, He says, Are they not all ministering spirit sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Where are we going to be heirs of salvation? Praise God, we're going to be heirs of salvation, heaven. Amen. And Lord, glory be to God, at that moment of death, praise God, when that breath leaves our body, amen, we're going to be ministered, praise God, too, and ministered into the glory of God. Amen. You think about that. That's something to shout about. That death wasn't that bad, praise God. That guardian angel scoops us up, praise God, and we get to meet ours. Did you ever think about that? We get to meet our guardian angel, that ministered spirit, praise God. Amen. May just meet up with us with the Lord, praise God, in the air, take us on to glory. Amen. Praise God. It happened. Amen. Those that's watched over us, those that's kept us, praise God. Those that had our best concerns at heart, amen. That ministered spirit that's ministered those that are heirs of salvation, praise God. One day in a little while, He'll scoop us up out of here, glory be to God, and we'll be gone. In a moment, twinkling eye, we'll say, well, praise God, that death wasn't nothing to it. Amen. Just took that last breath, glory be to God, and began to shout glory all the rest of my days. Amen. Death ain't that bad, praise God. When you got a ministered spirit scooping you up, praise God, taking you to be in a place, amen, that you've longed for and looked for all the days of your life. Ever since you got saved, ever since you heard about it as a little old kid in Sunday school class, praise God, that there's a place called heaven. And there's a place prepared for those that's prepared for that place. And Lord, in just a little while, you're going to be there. Amen. Can you only imagine? Amen. Praise God. Just a moment of thought. Praise God. There you are. You know where you're going to spend eternity. You know that death ain't that bad. Praise God. You'll know that guardian angel, amen, has been there. That one that's been there to help you and encourage you all your life. Praise God. Has done seen you through. That He never gave up on you. Those ministering spirits that minister to us and through us, praise God, and minister for us. For them who shall be heirs of salvation. When they do for us what we can't do for ourselves, praise God. When they point us in the direction, praise God, that we need to go instead of the way that we think we ought to go. Amen. That's what He says about children, isn't it? Amen. Right. Raise them up the way that they should go and not in the way that they would go. Because if they would go, they'd go in the wrong direction. But praise God, if you raise them in the way that they should go, praise God, they'll keep going that way. Amen. Glory be to God. If they don't, God will turn them around somewhere along the line. He'll get their attention. He'll bring them back. So we realize that in our experiences here, death experience, we realize that death wasn't that bad. That death was just a moment, it's a fleeting thing, praise God, and it's gone. Amen. That death wasn't that hard. Just to fall asleep, praise God, and wake up in the presence of glory. Amen. Ministering to us, praise God, taking us up to be with our Lord and our Savior. Next thing we'll notice in this experience, amen, in just a moment in time, praise God, is a consciousness that this earthly body, praise God, that we carried around for ever how many years you have to carry it around before you get out of here, praise God, is gone. Amen, the burden of this old body is not there no more. The weaknesses that we had in this old body, they're not there no more. The suffering that we have in this old body, praise God, it's not there no more. The cares and the anguish that we have and also in this old body which we live, praise God, it's gone. Amen. Can you imagine the relief when we realize, praise God, that all this has been taken away? Glory be God. And that the Lord God Almighty, praise God, has touched us and helped us. And He's given us a body. And praise God, the body that we have will be a body that's fit for the presence of God. Amen. It'll be a body that can shout and praise God and give God glory. You know what kind of body it is? The kind of body God decides to give us. Amen, until we get that glorified body. Amen. Praise God, if we go out in here in the rapture, praise God, we'll get to take this with us, but it'll be a glorified body. Amen. It won't be a body of like we have now, because there'll be no blood. Amen. Jesus shed all His blood, praise God. He's got a body, it's flesh and bone. Amen. Praise God, but the life of the body is in the blood. Praise God, one of these days, glory be God, we're going to leave this old body that we have to hang around with here in this old world that's got the weakness and the suffering and the sickness, praise God. We're going to leave it behind. This old body that's got limitations. Amen. Our bodies, what we live in today, are limited what we can do. And the older we get, the more limited we are. Amen. I got an amen there. Amen. Praise God. When you're young, praise God, you do about anything you want to. But as you get older, you got to slow down a little bit. Now, that kills some of us. My little mother, she'll be 80 years old in August, and it kills her that she can't get out and fence and do what she used to do. She'll get over there and try to do a little bit for a little while, and she has to sit down. And she says, I just hate this. Amen. Because I can't do it. Why? Because she's got limitations with age. But I want to say glory be to God in just a little while. There'll be a consciousness come upon us. Praise God. This earthly body, praise God, it's gone. Glory be to God. The limitations have been lifted, and we can praise God like we'd like to. Amen. Amen. Sometimes I get to praising God, my body can't take it. I have to calm down. Amen. Or suffer a heart attack or stroke. But glory be to God, when we get to heaven, amen, when the consciousness, this old earthly body, praise God, that we'll be able to glorify God like we'd like to in the presence, we have a body fit for the presence of God. Amen. Glory, won't that be something? When he can look on it and don't see no faults at all. Amen. All he sees is that wants to give him glory and praise. Glory be to God. I believe we ought to just practice up here. Amen. Praise God, just practice up here. So we see that death was easy. We see as a consciousness, praise God, that this earthly body's gone. We don't have to deal and contend with the flesh no more. The flesh gives us all... Paul said, that I would, I do not, and that I would not, that I do. He said, I'm called in a strait. Amen. But he said, thank God, the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, he gives me the strength to overcome the flesh. Amen. But one day in a little while, there'll be a consciousness come to us that we've overcome the flesh for good. It'll never hinder us again. Glory be to God. It's gone. Amen. Never to be brought back up. And then notice what the next thing happened in this experience is the swiftness of the transportation. Amen. The swiftness of the train. In a moment, a twinkling of eyes, it will be changed. Transported from hither to yonder in the speed of thought, praise God. We'll be out of this world and in a new world. Amen. The transportation will be accurate. Transportation will be swift. A transportation, it will not be delayed. We took off last November and we left out of Asheville and flew to Atlanta. Got on a plane to Atlanta and flew to Paris, France. Flew from Paris, France to Tel Aviv, Israel. Then when we started to come back, we did that in reverse. And there was time we'd look on to see if our flight had been delayed. Amen, if we'd been held up. And there was a time or two it would move, it juggled just a little bit. Amen, from our time scheduled to arrive and depart. But praise God, I'm glad when the Holy Ghost of God and His ministered spirits of God come to sweep us up out of here, praise God, it'll be right on time. Amen. The delivery will be just as it's planned. Glory be to God. Glory be to... What a blessing that'll be when we get to go out of here, praise God, and we get out and we're transported in the right time. Amen. Glory be to God. About time it seems that this is about as dark as it can get. About as dim as this old world can get, praise God. Darkness has settled in. Praise God, that ministered spirit, amen, to come along. Praise God, swoop us out of the darkness into the marvelous light. Praise God. What a time we'll have, amen. Rejoicing in the Lord. Praise God, because of the swiftness of that transportation. And we'll rise up because it's already been planned out. We've already, Brother Rex said, we've already got the ticket. Amen. Revelation chapter 22. Revelation chapter 22, verse 14. The Bible says this, blessed are they that do His commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. Amen. He said, what's happened? He said, those that follow the commandments, praise God, those that listen to God, praise God. One day in a little while, amen, we've listened to God because we believed on the Lord. One day we're going to be snatched out of here and we're going to be taken to glory. And the transportation is going to be confident. Our transportation is going to be sure. Amen. We don't have to worry about Him. We don't have to worry about our Lord getting us halfway somewhere and leaving us. We don't have to worry about being stranded somewhere with no way to get back or no way to get where we're going. Amen. We've got a God that's so sure and so positive. Amen. Glory be to God. When He sends for us, when it comes our time, He says, the point is that men die, and after this, the judgment. Amen. And He says, glory be to God, we've got an appointment. There's a date on the calendar, and God's calendar, praise God. And one day your time will come up, and He'll say, go and get them. Amen. Can you imagine, glory be, what it'll be like when the glory of God, amen, just sweeps down? You say, well, preacher, that old death angel. I ain't worried about death angel. Only thing he can get is this old body. Praise God. My soul, my spirit, praise God, go back to God who give it. It goes to be with Him. Praise the Lord. It's your consciousness, this old earthly body, the swiftness of the transportation, praise God, into the portals of glory. And then there's atmosphere that when we get there, amen. Did you ever thought about what the atmosphere will be like when you get to heaven? Amen. There'll be no discord there. Amen. Did you hear what I said? Let me say it again, church. I know because we're independent missionary Baptists, we need to say this again. There'll be no discord there. Everybody will like it. What's going on? Everybody will be in agreement. They'll be one mind, one accord like it was at Pentecost. Praise God. People will be rejoicing and shouting and praising God because we all come to the same realization. We all realize that God is God and He's a delivering God. He's delivered us even from the clutches of death, praise God. And He's delivered us safe to a place called paradise, a place that can be called home, glory be to God, throughout eternity. Amen. Glory be to God. What a time that'll be. Can you imagine when we pull up there on them shores, praise God, and everybody's in one mind and one accord. Everybody's fellowshipping and slapping each other back, hugging each other's neck, amen, giving God glory and praise for all that He's already done. Praise the Lord. An atmosphere of praise. Amen. There'll be no discord and be no lack of harmony. Harmony will be good. Amen. Praise God. The praises will be good. Amen. There'll be a sense of holiness there. Praise God. Like we've never seen. We've never seen it down there. No matter. Amen. Even when we take communion, we try to be as holy as we can. It'll not compare to the holiness that'll be there. Praise God. When we pull into the portals of glory. Amen. And we realize that the great mighty God has summoned us up. Praise God. He sent to get us and take us to be with Him. Amen. And we've traveled, praise God, at the speed of thought into the arms of God. I don't know if that excites you or not. That does something for me. Hey, man, glory be God. I realize that my Lord loved me enough, praise God, to come get me and take me to be with Him. So I'd be with Him where He is. Amen. He didn't leave me behind. Didn't leave me to circumstance. But He had a plan for my life. Praise the Lord. The atmosphere I show up in was to be an atmosphere of rejoicing and praising. Amen. An atmosphere of love and help and hope and peace like we've never seen in this world. Amen. We can't get there because there's too much opposition. Hello? You hear what I said? I said, we can't get where we need, amen, as far as all that, because there's too much opposition. Our flesh wants to rise up, number one, and the people around us don't like it, number two. But praise God, I'm glad there's a God. And when we come to consciousness, amen, that the atmosphere we'll be in heaven, an atmosphere of rejoicing and praising God in one mind, in one accord, like it was at Pentecost. Amen. What? Can you imagine if you had 120? If we have this church full, except for the back bench, we can seat 120 people in the pews. That's with every pew full all the way front to back, except for the back pew. I believe it is. I believe that's where I counted it. 120 people. Can you imagine, Brother Rex? Can you imagine, Brother Jeff, if one day we come in, all of our children, our family members, and we filled up all these pews from one end to the other? Now think about this. And we come in one mind and one accord to hook up, and God manifest Himself to heart to just link up with God, amen. Pray God, one mind, one accord, one body to just praise God and worship God. Can you imagine what take place in this little church? Can you imagine the excitement? Can you imagine the thrill having Daniel and Jake and all of our children, praise God, sitting all around us, praising God, looking for Him to show up, magnifying His name, praise God, in expectancy. Amen. Glory be to God. I mean, there'd be some shouting going on in here. But just think what it's going to be like in glory when all those old saints of God that's fought a good fight and they've kept the faith, all of a sudden, that minister's spirit done carried them off, amen, into a conscious, bull body's not a hindering them no more. They can praise God like they'd like to. Yeah. And they've been made fit to stand in the presence of godliness. Amen. Can you see that? Boy, what an exciting time that's going to be. Amen. Can you imagine the excitement when thousands upon thousands of people are praising God and giving Him absolute glory? Amen. You can imagine what happened to 120 folks. Because I know what happened. Hey, glory be to God. Me and my little wife over here, and our youngins, my grand youngins, our son-in-law, amen, get over here and they get to praising God. And I look over here and Rex's sons, they're over here and they're praising God. And Penny's young is over here and they're praising God. And Miss Geraldine's young is back there and they're praising God. And David and his family praise God. And their family is over there and they're praising God. It's going to get on in here. God's going to get glory. Amen. That's the way it's going to be when we take that trip to heaven. Amen. We pull up in the portals of glory and we realize there's no discord. There's no ill feeling. Praise God, we're in one mind and one accord. Praise the Lord. Atmosphere of love. Amen. And then we realize there's a sudden consciousness. And I thought about this. There's a sudden consciousness of a holy presence. A sudden consciousness of a holy presence. Everywhere you look, everywhere you go, there's a holy presence. Glory be to God. As Brother Gershom Solomon, he's that Jew that said he's going to set the temple for the cornerstone. Amen. He's going to set the cornerstones for the third temple. If we go over there, praise God, we get to worshiping with him. And he's a Jew. He's looking for Jesus to come the first time. Amen. And us preachers and Brother Ralph get over there and we're praising God, looking for him to come the second time. And you know what Gershom Solomon said? I believe it'll be happening to us when we get over the portals of glory. We begin to realize, amen, just exactly where we're at. And while we're there, how we got there. Amen. He said, I get the bump. He said, when you'd come and you'd get the preaching and pray and talking about the Lord Jesus Christ and He's coming. He said, I get the bumps of the goose all over me. Amen. Said, well, he said, I get the bumps of the goose. He don't do very good English, but he said, I get the bumps of the goose all over me. Amen. Why? Because he's expecting Jesus to come. Amen. They just don't realize that he's already come and he's coming again. Praise the Lord. But bless my heart, the bumps of the goose. Said, they popping up all over me. That's the way he said, they popping up all over me. The bumps of the goose. Goosebumps. Praise God. Cause of the glory of God. We ought to have Holy Ghost goosebumps all over us. We don't now, we will. Amen. Praise God, we ought to have them. All of a sudden, we realize we're in the presence of holiness. Always in a consciousness of His nearness. I don't know about you, but I have that now. Amen. I've got a consciousness always of His nearness. That He's right there. I was teasing Malachi about Jesus watching when He's in Florida. But I will say, we ought to have a consciousness of His nearness everywhere we're at. Because everywhere we go, Brother Bill, as a child of God, He's there with us. He lives in us. Amen. You can't leave Him at home. I've told you before, amen, you can't pack Him up and put Him in a box like you do your luggage. Like you do your clothes and seal Him up, amen. And praise God. And take him, leave Him somewhere else, praise the Lord. If you're a child of God, He lives in you and goes with you where you go. Amen. There ought to be a consciousness in us, praise God, that He is God. Praise the Lord. He's there with us everywhere we go. A consciousness of nearness, praise the Lord, from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That's experience. These experiences that we'll face when we head towards glory. Amen. And then the next thing that we'll experience, I believe a consciousness of meeting our loved ones. Amen. Can you imagine, Brother Bill, what it'd be like when you meet them loved ones, that mom and daddy that's gone on to glory? Can you remember what it's going to be like when you bless those family members that's done gone on before that you know love the Lord Jesus Christ and we're looking for His appearing? Can you imagine what it'll be like? Praise God, what a precious time it'll be. Amen. In Psalm 116, verse 15, the Bible says this, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. I believe it makes news in glory. Amen. I believe it makes news in heaven. What do you mean? I believe somebody, probably that minister, spirit, He says, hey, listen, glory be to God. They say, hey, we need to get ready. Hey, somebody coming. Can you imagine? I mean, the whole host of heaven says, maybe it's today. I don't believe they can see what's going on through here. In this world, I believe it caused too much heartache. But praise God, I believe maybe they realize that there's some folks that it just don't seem like it's all complete. That everybody's not made it home yet. And that ministering spirit says, hey, listen. He said, he's going to get another. Somebody's coming today. Can you imagine all them loved ones start getting excited? I wonder if it's ours. I wonder if it's one of ours. Coming to glory be to God. Everybody's getting ready. Everybody's prepared. Amen. Everybody's excited because somebody's coming home. Amen. Can you imagine what it's like to have friends or loved ones, praise God, and they go off, maybe move off, and all of a sudden you get word that, you know, and that they're coming, they're going to come and visit. Boy, you really thought a lot of them. You liked them a whole bunch. Amen. Maybe they were family that you really loved and cared about. All of a sudden you get word that they're coming home. They're going to pay you a visit. What do? You get up and you scurry about, you make things ready, and you're excited. And then about the time of the hour and the day, praise God, when they say they're going to be getting there. Boy, you're so excited you can't hardly contain yourself. You keep easing over there and looking out the window. Amen. Every time you hear something, you run over, you look out the window. Glory be to God. Can you just imagine running over there in the portals of glory? Amen. Looking at that gate. Praise God. Hey, say, praise Lord. Glory to God. Say, hey, listen. What was that noise? What was that sound? Amen. Could this be it? Amen. A consciousness, praise God, that somebody's a-coming. Praise God. Praise God. But you really be excited when you realize that somebody's you. Amen. Well, you somebody's you, praise God, that the portals of glory is full of saints of God. It's went on before. It's died in Christ. And they're there waiting, anticipating somebody a-coming. That angels are spreading the word. Amen. And you go there and you pull up. They've heard the news. And glory be to God, when you pull in through those gates, there's those family members. But guess what? In glory, it said you would be known as we're known. A spirit to bear witness one with another. And that spirit bear witness, praise God, because we're all family. Amen. So there won't be nobody there that won't be there to welcome you. Amen. Praise God. Hey, what are you saying, preacher? I say, when you pull up through the gates, glory be to God, nobody will be disappointed. Amen. Praise God. Everybody will be excited because you made it home, praise God. Amen. You done walked through the gate. Come through the gate with that precious, precious Lamb of God. Amen. Praise God. Come through. And I can just see as they just, you begin to fall on people's necks and just praise God and give God glory. Amen. Because He brought you through safely, just like He said He would. Amen. But that consciousness of just knowing. But then there's that consciousness. Last, and I'm done, that consciousness of knowing that you get to meet all those old saints of God. Amen. All those that's gone on before. Just those that you thought, praise God, was a whole lot better than you. Amen. But praise God, when it come down, when the rubber meets the road, they end up in the same place you do. Amen. Giving God glory and praise. Get to go see old Abraham and Isaac, Jacob, Paul and Peter and John. All them old saints of God, praise God. Mamas and daddies, mamas and papas, sons and daughters. It's gone on to be with the Lord. That died in the faith. Glory be to God. I'm talking about an after-death experience. Praise God. Brother David, we'll never get over. And we'll never want to. We'll be so excited, praise God, throughout all eternity. Why? Because everywhere we go, there's a consciousness of the presence of holiness. He's right there. Every time you look, every time, praise God, you think, there He is. There He is. I mean, I believe we can be with Him just at the speed of thought. Amen. We could be doing whatever He'd have us to do, praise God, in eternity. And we just think, boy, my Savior. He said, and all of a sudden there He is. He said, boy, good doing a good work. Keep it up. I'm proud of you. Amen. Can you imagine what's going to be like? There won't be no drudgery there. Amen. We won't be working because we have to. We'll be doing what we can because we get to. But you know it shouldn't be a drudgery to us now. Because praise God, we've got a lot ahead of us. We've got a blessed hope ahead of us. Amen. And we've got something to look forward to. Praise the Lord. That after-death experience. Now, let me just say this in closing. Most of this will happen, Brother David, before they have your funeral here on earth. Amen. All this experience is going to happen before they even have your funeral and say their goodbyes. Amen. Glory be to God. You're going to be on the other side of saying hellos. Amen. Giving God the glory and the praise and the honor that you liked to gave Him when you was here. Amen. Praise God. Before the undertaker's called, before the neighbors is called, before the funeral home director's called, before they do your funeral, before they take you out and lay your body in a hole, praise God, you're rejoicing in the portals of God. I'm talking about an after-death experience. Praise God. When we just begin to live. Amen. In the presence of God forever. Can you imagine? I can't imagine. My mind can't come. My finite mind cannot comprehend how wonderful that's going to be. All I can take is God at His Word. I take God at His Word and say, to God be the glory. But I'm looking for it. Now listen, I'm looking for it with expectation tonight. I'm expecting till He comes, and I'm expecting to sweep me out of here and take me to be with Him. And so shall I ever, so shall you ever be with the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. To praise Him throughout eternity like you'd like to. Amen. I hope tonight you'd like to. I hope you'd like to praise the Lord. Amen. Because before this thing's over, glory be to God, you'll have an opportunity to if you're a child of the King. But boy, I tell you what I'd do. I'd make sure that I know that I'm a child of the King. Because I'd hate to miss out, Brother Bill, on any one of these experiences, much less miss out on all of them. I want to be partaker in all these. You said, preacher, you think this all happened? I believe it with all my heart. Amen. It's God's Word. Amen. That He'll deliver safe on yonder shore with a consciousness of His goodness, that we'll know that we know that we're only there because of the grace of God. Amen. Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. If we make it to heaven, it'll be because of the grace of God, because what God has done for us. Amen. Delivering us out of this world and into a world to come. Boy, what a time we're going to have. I don't know about you, but it makes me excited. I have friends and family that pass on to go out of here, and I get kind of jealous because they get to go before me. Amen. I like to live as long as I can. I'd like to see my little granddaughter grow up and, you know, go to school and spend time with her. But glory be to God, if God come right now, if it come out in a rapture right now, praise God, guess what? She's only 3 years old. She'd get to go with Papa. Amen. She'd get to go with me. She'd be get with Papa throughout the ages. Amen. I told her mama the other day, I said, you know what? We need to know that we know. It'd be bad for our little old youngins to go off and leave us here. Amen. To have that little one go on to be in glory without us. It'd be an awful, awful thing. But praise God, it don't have to happen that way. Because there's a life after death experience when we just put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. He died for us so that we can live for Him throughout eternity. Amen.